880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All righty, Steve. Thanks for giving me the high five. And we are on with Freed on Business, and we've got a terrific show. It's all teed up for the first week of summer vacation. We're going to start off with how to get your child. Well, actually, it'll be our last segment. It's going to be how to get your child a free ride to college. About 5:30, Tarek Maddox is going to call in. Tarek trains a lot of the NFL pros, a lot of the top high school and college athletes here in South Florida. And he's going to give us insight on how he helps folks like Frank Gore get ready for the season and how he's helped a number of the local leading ball players here in South Florida at the major colleges in town get their scholarships, keep their scholarships, and perform at the top of their game. We're going to start out the show with Lolly Green MSW. She turns 75 today, and she's going to tell us her secrets on how to live a long and happy life. And at the end of the show, stick with us. You're going to get a straight shot of Jim. Johnny is going to ask me a number of questions or word associations in business, and I'm going to free form relate with him. You're going to definitely want to stick around for that. So the stock market went up a little bit on some positive energy, and we'll be right back after this. Be safe, kids.
When everybody is getting excited for football, it's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with another segment of Freed on Business. Before we get started, I want to welcome the Miami Marlins as sponsors to the show. And I'd also like to welcome UHealth as a sponsor to the show. UHealth will be providing some unique programming that you'll hear only on Freed on Business. We'll be supporting their consistent marketing campaigns, and we look forward to being a long-term part of the UHealth team. We want to thank them for supporting Freed on Business. I also want to thank Kelly and Rick for emailing us and telling us that they're going to be listening to how to get their kids into college for free, or at least to get them scholarships. I know both of them have children that are ball players here at the high school level, and they're also interested in living a long and healthy life, which is why we have Lolly Green MSW with us today. Welcome to the show, Lolly Green MSW, and might I say, happy 75th birthday, you cutie.
Why, thank you, Jim. That's very kind.
Now, let's talk about this for a minute. I know that I'm one of the happier people I know, and that template was set by you early on, and many times I'll wake up in the morning and see some positive energy emails from you. I asked you to put together some of your favorites. Let's hear some of your top 11. Let's hear your top 11 reasons. What's number 11?
11?
Yeah, we got to stop at the bottom.
Oh, wow. Okay, 11. Practice gratitude. Count your blessings. Take the time to think how fortunate you are. We all have very blessed lives. We have so many things and so many opportunities these days, more even than the kings of olden days could dream of having.
Yeah, you're my blessing, Lolly. What's number 10?
Okay, treasure your health. Make sure you get adequate sleep, eat healthy foods on time and in small amounts. Walk when you can, exercise regularly. Lead a clean life. It will serve you well over your lifetime. No street drugs, minimal alcohol, and absolutely no smoking to preserve your lungs. Drink water throughout the day to stay hydrated.
Now, you know, I do that all the time. I work out with Tarek. He's making sure that I'm fit and strong and fit for life. Those are some of the hashtags that we use. I work real hard to lead that clean life. I did go to college. I really don't drink alcohol, and I don't smoke, and I want to thank you for that. And as Victor Franks will tell you, I drink like a fish. What's number 9 while I have a sip of water?
Okay, be motivated. If it's something you really want, it's likely you'll get it. Motivation will propel you to your goal.
Propel? You put rocket fuel in me. I'm never not motivated. I'm so highly motivated, I've got a radio show.
Okay, and 8, set your goals. Make a commitment to whatever you pursue. Make a promise to yourself to do your very best and not give up until you succeed reaching your goal.
Well, I never give up. People will tell you, or I like to actually say, that I'm as relentless as the tide. I'll keep coming until I get what I want. I never give up, and I'm the most determined person that I know, and I know where I get that from. What's next, Mom?
Okay.
I mean, Lolly.
Well, this is talking about fault finding. Being a judge will not be helpful to you. Find the good things about people around you. Make sure you say something positive to other people, even something small. Saying you look great today can be a way to start an exchange with someone.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I see an email from somebody that picks on somebody rather than compliments them for the excellent job, it always bothers me. Somebody does something great, you should send them an email. Well done, not, hey, you misspelled the word in line 32.
Okay, should I go on?
Yeah, keep rolling. You got it going here.
Oh, gee. Be a builder-upper instead of someone who tears things down. No gossip means a better work or social experience for everyone. Remember your mother's old saying, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
All I can say to that is, boy, do I love you. What's next?
Ask, what can I give instead of what can I get? Think of ways you can add to the life experience of others, not just trying to grab more and more and leave others in the dust. More is not always better, by the way.
Hold on. I want to have a life experience moment. So look at me and smile. There you go. Oh, come on. Keep your glass. Oh, there you go. Look at me and smile. Oh, you are such a sexy senior. What's next on the list?
Okay. Bring your A game every day. A good idea. Doing your best at what you do the best means everyone around you will benefit, and so will you.
I really don't want to come out of the house until I am ready to rock. And Steve and Johnny will tell you that unless, when that red light goes on for the radio show, I only bring it one way, and that's with my A game. We've only got three more left. What's your third most important idea?
Okay. This talks about hugging a porcupine. That means about being negative. Learning to let go of negative thinking can make or break someone's life experience. Never hug a porcupine.
You know, it's very important. I have found that with the road rage that goes on around here and the frustration that people have at every level on so many things in their life, the number one thing that they shouldn't do is carry with them what happened just even 5 minutes ago. One of the most important things I can see for longevity and a happy life is the ability to just let go. And that's what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely.
Give me another one.
Okay, now we're going to talk about the second to the last. Take one day at a time. The future isn't here yet, and the past cannot be changed. So just live today.
Oh, you know, that's extraordinarily important because things that happen all day long, all week long, all month long can accumulate. One of the little tips that you helped me to have to focus on this is to keep that positive events log. If you came to my office today, you'd find out the good things that happened yesterday. And when something goes sideways for me, I refer to that so I can come up and bring back my A game. Now, we've only got one more tip left. This is your number one tip. Give it to me, MSW.
All righty. This is the last and the best. Just remember, life is not fair. Realize this, and you'll be able to accept the things that come your way, both the good and the difficult.
I must say that that is probably the most important tip. I agree with you completely. It's one of the things that you've taught me that I try to implement every day. I realize that life cannot necessarily be fair. I always strive for, and everybody always strives to make it as fair or as good or as positive as they can for everybody. I'm one of the attorneys I do business with this week called me a giver. There are takers, I guess. There are other things. You know what? It doesn't really cost that much to give. And sometimes I'm just a human being and I make mistakes. And when I make mistakes, what I try to give is an apology. And when I give the apology, that's about the only time that I'm a taker and I just want to take forgiveness. It's really about that, giving and taking, giving and taking. You know, we've had a really beautiful relationship, you know, in the time that I've been able to know you as my mom and to work with you as a professional here on the radio show. And in the 75 years, it hasn't always been easy for you, I know. But the one thing that I do know that has served you well is your ability to have a perspective and keeping 2 feet solidly planted on the ground, always having a plan, never seeking the spectacular, always seeking the this is good for me. You're a very plain-spoken, plain person with good, solid Midwestern fundamentals that you instilled in me from the very first day that I can remember. I can only say one thing to you. I love you and thank you. Stevie, take us out. We'll be right back after this. Lolly Green, MSW, happy birthday and God bless you.
And God bless you.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Oh my gosh, my mom had me so psyched up and happy that I almost forgot what I needed to tell everybody. You know, my mom used to sing in the choir with Larry Zinn's mom at Beth Torah, and that's how I know that you know it's always good business to give your customer what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, They know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. And I'm going to take a stop right here in the credits, in the copy, and say they treat you like family. They've treated us like family for the 20 years that we've been there, and they've always treated us with respect socially and in the community. The people at Warren Henry are tops. And I know that because when I leased my Infiniti from them, I actually leased two. And I knew I was getting the best price because the people at Warren Henry guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. It's good to have that because it makes the people that are of value to you feel safe if you're not around. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy or lease one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, come on. Dive right into the fun, yeah.
It's Miami Herald's Half Price Tuesdays at Marlins Park. That's right, all fans get half-price tickets to any Tuesday home game in 2013. The next Half Price Tuesday is coming up on June 11th against the Brewers at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your half-price tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are having our schools out session this week, our first few days out of school. We've got the summer beginning, and we've got a special day for that, and we've got a special day because it's Lolly Green MSW's 75th birthday. We had our first segment with Lolly talking about the 11 top things that she's learned in her 75 years about how to have a happy and healthy life. We're going to replay that on Monday at 10 o'clock. It'll also be up on our website later on this weekend. Now we're going to talk a little business. Mr. Social Media 305, Johnny Irish, is here.
Yes, sir. Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure, Johnny. And I know that you've been doing some great things with social media for the boat show, and you've got some other awesome clients and some things that you're doing. It actually came back to me. One of your clients called me, wanted to talk to me a little bit today about working the two of us together, maybe even.
I'm all for it. And I think that's where everything just, you know, what we've been doing is coming full circle.
It really is. I really do appreciate your working with me. What I want to do now is I want to do the segment we call A Straight Shot of Jim. And what we're going to do is Johnny has this list of phrases and topics that he wrote out a couple of hours ago, and he's going to throw this stuff at me. We're going to talk, I guess, my specialty is commercial real estate, but I'll talk general business too, Johnny. Roll, you're on, bud.
First off, Jim, I hear everything about going on in the Miami real estate market, and I want to know really what are the true markets to focus on. And expand that out of Miami, if that's the case.
Yeah, here's what's really going on in the commercial real estate market. The commercial real estate market is recovering along with the rest of the economy, and it's recovering just like the rest of the economy is. Spotty, region by region, okay. product type by product type, submarket by submarket. It's sort of like the rain that we see in South Florida. It's okay on one side of the street and sunny. It's rainy on the other side of the street.
Got you.
Very difficult to really see clearly what's going on. And the transactions that we're seeing right now are kind of split into two things. It's kind of people eking out the last of the turnaround deal or the last end of the bad deals, or people are front-running the positive growth. And here in South Florida, you see the people front-running positive growth with condos.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to call it ground floor retail.
Okay.
Most of the real retail that you're seeing rolling out, the hottest retail leasing brokers right now in South Florida are the guys that are doing restaurants. Because all the people, you know, coming and going, the thing that we need most of all is a place for people to eat. And with the restaurants turning over all the time, it creates opportunities over and over again. But if somebody's looking for the long-term steady Eddie,
mm-hmm.
that's buying apartments and putting long-term government debt on it while the long-term government debt is still real and expensive, allowing you to get artificially engineered returns. This won't last much longer.
What is much longer?
It's not lasting right now. Rates are going to start drifting up. There's a lot of people chasing these types of property. It's very difficult to find. We've specifically got a program designed in our shop to wring out some of the last opportunities in this market, and Jason and I are working on that right now. A high five out to Jazz Tech, my associate over in my office, who's really helping me out and putting a lot of this together. Okay. What's your next question, John? You know, it doesn't have to be your role. You're the audience, dude.
All right, perfect. I have two questions I want to talk about. One, very briefly, just with what we just talked about. The investors that you see coming in, are they strictly real estate investors or more towards corporations?
That's a very good question. And the truth is that people that are looking to invest in businesses are right up there with those that are looking to invest in real estate. And let's take a step back. The majority of real estate is a business. A hotel, business. An apartment building, a business. A shopping center, a business. An office building, a business. So the reality is that real estate is also about business. Now, some of them are more operationally intense than others, but almost all real estate has some component of true business and management in it.
Now, let's go. You just mentioned hotels. What are we seeing? I know that there's a couple of new hotels opening through Miami. What are we seeing in the hotel market here?
I have one word for you on hotels: explosion.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on is that the hotel market here has rebounded. It used to be that it was very soft, it was very seasonal. Now, not only is it not seasonal, but it's not even seasonal within the week. Because now, during the week, you have the business traveler. On the weekends, you have the tourists. It used to be just tourists. In some areas, just business. Now, it's all of it. Now, we are going to face a potential oversupply as the hotels continue to be developed throughout South Florida, but that is not in the near term. What we're seeing now is hotel brands in all sectors and in all product types are going to be coming to the market. And what I promise you is this. I promise you that we're going to bring in the hotel expert that I work with, a guy named Bo Ashbell. He's been on the show before. You know, Bo knows hotels. We're going to get Bo and his team in here in the next few weeks, and we're going to talk about the hospitality industry in general. And maybe we could do some good, solid summer travel trips before Bo leaves on his international vacation later this month.
Okay. Now, dealing with the hotels and the tourists, how does that relate for retail?
That's a very, God, I got to find another thing to say. You just got these really good questions. Retail and international travel and hotel are incredibly linked in South Florida. Anybody who lives in Dade Land or Bal Harbour can tell you that just by the people that come across the street or show up in cabs with nothing and leave with, you know, tons of luggage. It used to be that you could see in downtown Miami all of the stores selling cheap luggage, and
yes,
the people would come in, buy the electronics, fill up the luggage, and send it back. And it continues to this day as the Latin American economies continue to evolve, as the middle class in Latin America continues to grow. You will see people coming here more and more. Now, that's offset by the difficulty that some of the Latin American countries are placing on the ability to take cash out. And that is impacting the condo business rather dramatically. If a condo doesn't have a plan for how to address the monetary export restrictions of their target countries, they're going to have a problem. Fortunately, most of these condo towers are having their marketing run by very experienced international marketers like Fortune, Cervera, and ISG.
Yeah, those guys are awesome, and they're doing a really good job.
All of them are doing a great job.
I talk to them on social media all the time. Like, I literally talk to hotels through Twitter, and it's really cool.
No, I do. We've talked to Kimpton. We talk to Related Group all the time. I'm sure that we're going to talk to SLS.
Active already.
Okay.
They're out there, yeah.
So, you know, we've had Carlos on the show. It's all, you know, people ask me, how does social media impact my business because I'm in commercial real estate? We just talked about it.
Yeah.
I talk to at Related Group all the time. I'm developing a rapport with their marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing an event with the Terra Group. I'm doing transactions all the time with some of the top developers here in town. You know, by the nature of what I do, I can't get too specific, but I can tell you the general trends. And the general trends are that there are green arrows across the board in all the property types in all the different locations in the majority of the markets. You know, I have to say this, is that we all know about the type of recovery we're having here in South Florida, and real estate will follow the recovery. It will follow the jobs. Everybody wants to know where the jobs are, and that's where they're going to go. And in South Florida, we know that there aren't that many jobs between I-95 and the Palmetto or I-75, except for north of the airport area. And that's the place where the economy is still soft, where housing prices are still soft, where real estate prices are still soft, where you're still seeing the large buyers of residential tract housing from the government able to buy. And it'll be interesting to see what the recovery looks like in these left behind submarkets, because it's important that the tide rises for us all. We need solid career-based education for everybody so that we can continue to lift Florida out of the economic doldrums, across the markets, and across the economic divides. Because in the end, we're all one, and I hope that we don't all have to find that out heading north on the turnpike during an evacuation.
Well, let's talk about then with, you know, we get into submarkets, we get into more residential, the non-tourist crowd. How does that relate for then the office market outside of the tourist district?
Okay, the office market really isn't too affected by the tourist market, except from, you know, the multiplier effect from jobs and the growth.
Do we see building happening?
We're going to see building of office building happening. We just saw the latest wave of office towers come to Brickell Avenue. They are all pretty much leasing up pretty quickly. The firms that needed new office space, needed the modernity of new office space, that needed to have the presentation that new office space affords them, they've moved. They've hollowed out what used to be the A buildings. They're now the B buildings. You can get a nice deal in there if you're not a big national firm. You'll find those buildings occupied by a bunch of the good local firms. And there's a ripple effect that goes throughout that. You know, we're going to have Brian Gale on from Taylor and Mathis in a few weeks, and he'll be more able to talk about the office market. But he, if I recall correctly from his last time, we've gone from it being a tenant's market to being a building owner's market. And so if you want to get a deal in an office building, I think you're going to have to go off of the Class A and into the Class B. Stevie, what do I got, about a minute left? No, I got the nod from Stevie. He's picking out his music. It better be something related to real estate or business. He's smiling. He's got something planned back there. Johnny, give me a short one.
I don't think I have a short one, because what I really love to find out about is the difference between the high net worth investor and the institutional investor.
Well, if that's, you know what, there is a very good difference between the high net worth investor, that's me, and the institutional investor, that's a lot of people that I do deals with. The short difference is that the institutions raise money and take risks with other money. I take risks with my money. However, they do have a fiduciary responsibility to the people that they raise money from. And what's going on is that the high net worth investors who used to invest through these large institutions and esoteric investment vehicles are now trying to invest direct with people with me, people like me. That is the continuing focus of my business as I move forward as now the director of investments for our equity fund. We'll talk more about all this in the next half hour after we do Tarek's interview. Stevie, take me out.
Excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got our second half hour. We're going to continue with the business talk in a little bit. We'll get back to some of those questions Johnny was asking me. Specifically, we'll talk about the private versus the institutional investor in that last part of the show. But right now, we have what may be the most important part of the show for a number of our listeners out there. We've got Tarek Maddox on. Tarek is a local trainer. He's got his degree from FIU in physiology. He's the real deal. He trains folks in town like Frank Gore and other NFL and NBA players that he is not really able to mention. He also helps a lot of the top high school athletes improve their game, get themselves college scholarships. We're going to talk about, with school ending, how you get your kid a college scholarship. Tarek Maddox, how you doing, bud?
Thanks, Jim. Welcome me back to the show. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, T. Now, lots of parents approach you with this stuff. Lots of people, every kid is going to college, a big college, on a scholarship. How do you make sure you focus on the kids that have a chance? How do you tell the difference?
Well, I tell them this right now. They have to do their research early, you know, the more options you'll have. And also note that a lot of scholarships have deadlines early in the fall, you know, so you got to do your research.
Okay. Now, you know, we all read in the paper about these kids that get letters. Do all the kids that go to these schools get letters? Because we're not just talking about baseball, football, and basketball. You help kids in all the different sports. So do they all get letters? Do they all get recruited? Do you go chase the school? What should somebody do?
Not all of them get recruited. You have to take the initiative to take the steps on your own by contacting coaches or trainers or even setting up a visit, even if you don't have a scholarship offered to you, if you have a certain institution that you want to, you know, go to and play baseball or basketball or soccer for. You take the initiative to take the proper steps to go visit that school, meet the coach, and let him know what you're doing. Make sure your games are being filmed so you have some video to speak for itself. You can actually, you know, meet the coach yourself face-to-face, or you can send in some video. And you got to be consistent every, you know, all the time.
Okay, so just like in business, this means pinging the people, keeping in touch with them, keeping in front of their faces,
yes,
getting
always
to know the people at the school. It's just like networking.
Awesome.
I guess I got it. The man said awesome.
That's right.
You are a high-five machine, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, we do a lot of working out, you and I. You've really helped me. I got to say, you're costing me money. I've got to go out and buy a new couple of belts, some new pants.
Hey,
right now,
job.
I'm walking around like my friend Bill, who hikes his pants up all the way to the middle of his chest.
I guess that's a good thing. You're losing inches already, Jim.
I'm losing inches from the places you want to lose inches. I don't think you can put inches on in the places I'd like to gain them, but that's a story for another day. So, Tarek, now the people, they've identified that they want to go to a major college. They've started networking that college. They have to get their body in shape. What should they do? Rest, health. Let's say that they don't know a professional trainer. What can they do? What are some tips you can give the parents out there?
Well, I always want to say this. Now, if you have a reputable coach on your team or at your school, you know, take them to the side, give them a phone call, and tell them that you want to take your game to the next level. And you got to take the initiative to always do things on your own, not just with the school or not just with the coaches or trainer. You got to learn what to do, research it, find out what's good for you to do, make phone calls, and go to the field on your own and get busy and get moving. You're not going to become a great player training with other players and with coaches. And you're going to become great working out alone by yourself. That's where the motivation gets started.
Well, I'd liken that to business. I find that I work earlier than everybody. I work later than everybody. And I'm the one that works every day on Saturday and half day on Sunday. I'm working alone. I've got my coach. And that's what I'm doing. I'm working every minute to get ahead. I guess that's what Lolly was talking about earlier, about that drive and having that goal and being relentless in your pursuit of it.
That's right. It's about being ahead all the time. You got to be a step ahead of the next guy who's trying to take your spot at that college or that institution that you're trying to go to for free.
So, now, how early should a kid start being positioned? 5, 6, 13, 14? Is the game over at 12?
Well, as soon as he learns the sport, he needs to get moving. Kids work out every day and don't even know it. They're lifting groceries, they're squatting, they're running, they're flipping. So you can always do physical activities with your body to get yourself stronger, to become stronger. Push-ups, potty squats, it's not necessarily a certain age where you should start getting stronger at. You get strong mentally first, then the physical aspect of that. And once you start moving and learning your body, and once you get motivated to become stronger or faster for that sport, and that's what happens.
I know that in my high school years, I built stamina by riding my bike and delivering papers. I know that in my high school days, I built upper body and lower body strength by lifting 40 to 80 pound boxes of meat in the freezer at the deli.
There you go.
To me, that's a place that you can earn money and earn your way into a college. And I got to believe that the guys that are recruiting are looking for the same thing that the academic people are looking at. Not just a silo in athletics, but somebody that's got a broad talents that they can bring to the team. I got to believe that their favorite recruits bring that one intangible called leadership.
That's right. Leadership says it all.
Now, Tarek, how do you help the young people develop leadership?
Well, you got to have a mentor. You know, some people just have it in them, and some individuals learn from others just by watching and listening and mimicking other leaders. So if you know a leader, your uncle, your mom, your dad, be around them. Listen first. Don't speak. Listen and watch them relentlessly, and it will be instilled in you one day or the other.
Now, we've talked about that. We've talked about leadership. We've talked about watching adults. Now, I was not a highly recruited athlete. I delivered papers. I worked in the deli. You know, I tried to play football on the swing shift. The guy knocked the snot out of me once, and that was it for me. You know, I was built for love, not for athletics, I always like to say. But there are people out there that are built for athletics, and people pick them out real young and start to do things with their mind. We'll just call these people, quote, coaches, unquote. How can the parent, or if the youngster doesn't really have a parent or guardian, the young person themselves figure out who's in it for money and who's in it for them?
Well, as a young student, let me say student athlete.
Yes.
You know, and if you don't have that guidance or that, I mean, you can always call in a coach to help you out, to help you become a leader, or to give you some direction in life, or to college. I know one kid, he picked the wrong college and it almost ruined his entire career. Good thing he transferred just in enough time to still be eligible for that sport. So it's important that you talk to someone who can guide you the right way. Don't try to do it alone. You need help. We need mentors. We need someone that can really show us the ropes on how this college and student athlete thing work.
Now, how can a student or the parents together with the student figure out what sport they should focus on? Because I've got to believe, especially growing up in South Florida, young people are into football, they're into baseball, they're into basketball. My goodness, there's a soccer field on, it seems like, every small lot at this point. I'm even working on a couple to develop them, but that's a story for another day. You know, with all of these different sporting opportunities, and we haven't even talked about tennis or golf or swimming. I mean, I met a guy I'm doing business with now that went full ride to one of the Big East schools on a swimming scholarship. How do you identify which sport to focus on if you're really just a talented, athletic young person?
I mean, to be honest, you're going to know that by your 7th or 8th grade year in middle school. And once you pick that up and you learn what you're good at, what you're the best at, you have to stick with it. I know some students try to be you know, a two or three sport athletic athlete, student athlete, and it doesn't work. Sometimes it messes them up. When they become a senior, they realize, oh, I should have stayed with track and field. I would have been better. Oh, I should have stayed with basketball or football or soccer. Stick with what you're better at.
Yeah, not everybody's Bo Jackson or Jeff Demps, I guess.
That's right. They only come a dime a dozen, but definitely you want to stick with what you're good at. If you're good at baseball, don't veer away from it. Stick with it. Stay motivated, and you will be okay by the time you become a senior if you're motivated enough.
Now, let's say somebody's got their letter. They've got their ticket punched, and somehow during the summer before they get injured, their things go sideways. They can't go up to their initial sport. How about, you know, going and starting out at a community college and then going on from there? Is that something people can do?
That's an awesome route. That's an awesome route. Most young kids get discouraged. Oh, I didn't go to that Division I school right out of high school, and he gets down. I don't want to go to a junior college. It's, you know, all of my friends are at D1s, and my classmates are at FSU or UM or whatever. Don't worry about it. The best players sometimes have to take another route. Like, I know some players, I won't mention that.
I will. Chris Kamen went to Western Kentucky.
There you go. And sometimes
I just know that because they beat the Gators in the tournament one year.
That's right. You got to take a route that's best for you. Sometimes junior college is the best route. It gives you more time to mature. It gives you more time to get stronger. To bring your GPA up if that's a consideration, or if you're lacking your grades, that gives you time to kind of get yourself back in gear, so to speak. And it also gives you that time to think, to you know, put that fire in your butt to make you, you know, a better student athlete or student.
You know, Tarek, if you only had one piece of advice that you could give to somebody that was looking to go and get an education, because it doesn't have to be D1 or D2. It could be Ivy League. It could be community college. You know, what are some of the real, you know, two or three things that somebody should put on the top of their shoes or over by their locker so that they see it when they get up to start at 4:30 in the morning?
You got to keep your GPA up no matter what. If you're making grades, you can make the best grades or the worst grades. If your GPA is below a certain criteria, then you can't go to that particular institution you're trying to get to. So, of course, you have to have a certain GPA. So you write those numbers right above your locker, whether it's a 3.0 or a 3.5, and you do your debt level best to stay above that or right at that. And if you have to do some extra work to keep your GPA up, then you do it. You make it happen.
You know, Tarek, so they're keeping their GPA up. They're getting up at 4:30. They're doing all the right things, eating all the right things. They're hanging out with their coach. They're taking their coach's direction. I guess also it helps if they've gone to a school that's got a coach that's helped some folks get into the pros or get into the D1 or the other schools themselves. So that means that they have the ability to network them. Now, Tarek, if somebody wanted to talk to you in greater detail about this or have you assist them with putting their young person through the paces and getting them all spooled up, how do they find you?
I'm just a phone call away. You can always give me a ring at area code 786-278-5584. Or you can email me at TarekMaddox@yahoo.com. My first name is Tarek, T-E-R-E-K. MADDOX@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'd like you to give the phone number slowly. I do know that you were a trainer for the Jets. Make believe you were talking to some of those Jets fans and go a little slow for me.
All right, area code 786. Thanks, Jim. 278-5584. If my phone is if it's busy, just feel free to leave a message or keep calling until you get through.
Tarek Maddox, trainer to the star pro athletes, trainer to Jim Fried of Fried on Business. He's there to help you get your young person the free ride that they deserve. Tarek, thanks so much for calling in. We'll look forward to working out with you on Saturday. Keep it tuned to @EspaTrainer. Look for Tarek's tweets and his tips. We'll be right back after this short break. Johnny and I are going to continue with more business talk on Fried on Business after this.
of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, come on. Dive right into the fun, yeah.
It's All You Can Eat Mondays at Marlins Park. Enjoy unlimited munchies like KM Franks, peanuts, popcorn, nachos, Pepsi, and Aquafina water starting at only $22. Dive in on June 10th when your Marlins battle the Brewers at 7:10. Go to marlins.com to get your tickets now. Marlins baseball, dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We have been having a super time here on the show today. We're celebrating Lolly Green MSW's 75th birthday. We did her 11 top reasons to have a happy life and live healthfully to be 75. That'll be on the replay on Monday at 10 o'clock on the station, or you can catch it on our website, www.freedombusiness. Johnny's giving me the high five for actually touting the website for a change.
Absolutely.
Now, Johnny, oh my gosh, I can't stop sneezing. I have to bring on some kind of antibacterial spray for the microphone. I'm sorry. It's just making me sneeze today. Now, Johnny, we were talking before about what was the difference between an institutional investor. Oh, and I want to thank Tarek Maddox for coming in. And really, that was just a very enlightening discussion about how to get your child a college scholarship for athletics. You know, we always read about all the things that go on in the underbelly of all that, and this guy really helps people, you know, punch their ticket to the pros with Frank Gore and folks like that, and to major college. He's got Frank Gore's younger brother up at FIU as the lead tailback there. But we were talking a little bit about how the difference is between an institutional investor and a private investor. And what's going on is that the most high net worth investors in the past have been pooling their money and investing together, usually in, is it EFTs, ETFs? I always get the
REITs.
Or REITs. Okay, REITs also. Yeah, they're doing private and public REITs. They're, you know, the basket goods of
ETFs
different...
is the correct terminology.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so in any event, so people have been selling high net worth investors all this stuff for years. They had huge losses in the downturn with no ability to stem the losses by taking any action other than pushing the sale button and taking the losses. So now high net worth investors want to do direct investing. The issue is that many of them don't know how to find the operator to invest with. That's where I come in.
Okay,
I know all the operators.
The root of the question.
The root of the question is, yeah. I come in, I am always dating the operators. For the most part, I've known them mostly since we were in college together, or, you know, knocking on doors, cold calling for different things in real estate together 20, 30 years ago. Now we've all risen to the top. And what I do is I help them raise money, because we all know real estate runs on OPM, other people's money.
Yep.
So they need top of the capital stack, sponsor equity. I provide that along with some of my capital partners. When they need mezzanine financing or senior financing, I go to the institutions for that. You go, well, who are they? Large investment companies that I've done business with for years. I raised $150 million of equity for one of my clients in the last cycle from a German investment fund. And they invested that in 10 high-rise apartment buildings in major urban cores across the country. Now I'm finding that company sites here in South Florida, and it's not easy. It's not easy because all the people think that they have the perfect site for the world's highest, most expensive luxury condo, and they want $12 million a unit for it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, dude, you have a dog site that maybe I could build 150 apartments on, and this is what it's worth. And the reality of that, coming to grips with it, is not hit the market yet. People don't understand what their property is really worth, or they want to hold on for the next cycle. So to them, I say, enjoy. If you want to do a deal, I'll tell you exactly what it's worth. I'll tell you exactly how we can capitalize it, and I'll get it done for you. Then I'll go to the institutions and team up with them. I have the equity, a well-capitalized operator. If something goes wrong, the operator will have the capital for me to help address the problem, and then we go to the institution and show them that we have that part of the risk equation eliminated, and then they're interested. Because everybody is looking for a risk-adjusted return. The private investor wants something, you know, probably, well, it all depends, but let's call it, for discussion's sake, the private investor wants something low to mid-teens. You know, they always said upper teens to 20s before. They all got crunched. Mm-hmm. So the realistic guy wants something in the mid-teens, you know, something like that. You show somebody a 30 and they think you're nuts. And the institutions typically want something, you know, below 10 to 12, unless they've got, you know, hot money that they raised promising high returns. And usually they're going to get, whoever gave them that hot money is going to have a problem down the road. But you never know. You know, we have a lot of institutions that have got into deals with that hot money that have invested the high yield money and gotten out and made good money. But because they're looking for the higher yield, they're taking a higher risk. And that's why Stevie was playing I Can See Clearly Now before, because the most important thing about commercial real estate in specific, and I think business in general, is the ability to see the future clearly. And that's why everybody loves Warren Buffett. That man saw the future clearly for years. But now, as he's getting cataracts in his mid-80s, he's going to have to find somebody else who thinks clearly. It'll be interesting who rises to the investment top now. So that's, to me, the difference between the individual and the private investor. That's why I have a radio show, John. I just can't stop talking.
So let me ask you this. In your world, what is the high net worth investor? Who is that?
The high net worth investor, we only have 3 minutes. I'm going to answer that question, and then I'm going to do my out. The high net worth investor typically is somebody that has $5 million or more if they're contributing it into a pool, but the real true high net worth investor, somebody that has 40, 50, 60 million liquid, because that way the one deal won't hurt them. And that's the person we look for. That's the person we do business with. And believe me, I have clients that have $500 million liquid. And I talk to the guys that manage all their money, not just their real estate. And if you want to invest with those guys, call me and I will help. Now, I want to thank Lolly Green, MSW. Happy 75th birthday. High five. Fist bump. You want to say something? He'll open your mic.
Just wanted to say thank you.
I love you. You're such a cutie pie. Happy 75th birthday. I want to thank our new sponsors, UHealth. UHealth will be providing us with unique programming that will change your life every week. Make sure you stick with us. UHealth will have a spot every other week. I think it's every week right after traffic starting next week. We'll have them. It'll be terrific. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive for their continuing support of the show as sponsors. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association. I want to thank our new sponsors, the Miami Marlins. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins, Lauren's Kids, Social Media, 305, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I think I said UHealth before, but I'll say it again. Aztec Group, but most importantly, I want to thank our sponsors. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. I get a whole bunch of emails. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. Have a conversation with me. Have one with Johnny. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. We got some pretty good stuff on YouTube. The website gets lots of hits, and if you missed any of our shows, they're all up on the website. Remember to look for us next Wednesday at 10 on 880 AM and next Thursday at 5, where we're going to start our series again with U Health. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. The Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more.